Chapter 8. Do you follow me, Watson? Antony's bedroom overlooked the park at the back of the house. The blinds were not yet drawn while he was changing his clothes for dinner, and at various stages of undress he would pause and gaze out of the window, sometimes smiling to himself, sometimes frowning, as he turned over in his mind all the strange things that he had seen that day. He was sitting on his bed in shirt and trousers, absently smoothing down his thick black hair with his brushes, when Bill shouted an "Hello!" through the door, and came in. "I say, buck up, old boy, I'm hungry," he said. Antony stopped smoothing himself and looked up at him thoughtfully. "Where's Mark?" he said. "Mark? You mean Cayley?" Antony corrected himself with a little laugh. "Yes, I mean Cayley. Is he down? I say, I shan't be a moment, Bill." He got up from the bed and went on briskly with his dressing. "Oh, by the way," said Bill, taking his place on the bed, "your idea about the keys is a washout."
"Why? How do you mean?"
"I went down just now and had a look at them. We were asses not to have thought of it when we came in. The library key is outside, but all the others are inside.